Monday alive like I do every night from the heart of Uranio. I play a little sad and I play a lot of glad and a few old cheating songs. Here's open everybody out in Radio Land. Find the love just as true as mine. Good night, angel. Sleep tight, darling.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Friday morning. Text on time permitting, 251-343-0106. We will get to those before the conclusion of today's program. Joining us now, he is our returning champion. We do it this time, usually every week, but State Senator Chris Elliott joins us on the line. Senator, good morning. How are you?
I am doing great. It is a beautiful, beautiful day in South Alabama.
That's good to hear that you're doing well. Been busy here lately, huh?
Yeah, you know, and it's one of those things you just have to wonder how much time are we spending on something that should be just as straightforward as it could possibly be. But we have, woke quasi-government bureaucrats that like to re-legislate things after the legislature and the governor have spoken on it, and so here we are.
Well, what's your reaction to this litigation underway? I hear 1:30 today is what the speaker says, trying to get some kind of relief, some injunctive relief there with the High School Athletic Association. You don't see this. I don't know that I've ever seen this in Alabama.
I've never seen this. This is crazy. I've also never seen an organization like the Alabama High School Athletic Association blatantly defy the statute. Which is, again, unambiguous as it can be, no matter what they try to spin with their high-priced, media firm. I mean, it's just nuts and a waste of time and unfortunate for the kids that it's impacting and affecting right now, again, while they try to, relitigate and re-argue the school choice debate. It's already handled.
So, do you like this approach? Like I said, we've never seen it. I don't know what to make of it, really, because, I was talking to Todd Stacey about it. Maybe the closest thing was when Riley tried to, when there was the bingo wars and, who had the authority to enforce the law regarding these casinos, Green Track and Victory Land, et cetera. And that's the only time I can ever think of where, you have court battles kind of involved in what is, law or the interpretation of the law may be.
Well, look, I'm not a lawyer and I didn't stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night. So I don't, looking at it from legal grounds, I don't have an opinion necessarily on whether or not this is something the judiciary should be wading into. What should happen is the Alabama High School Athletic Association should be able to read the clear language of the law and say, hey, we can't consider whether or not somebody, received CHUSAC funds, school choice funds, as a condition of eligibility, because that's what the law says. And even though I'm not a lawyer, I can read that, and they ought to be able to as well. That's clear. What also should happen is the Alabama High School Athletic Association say, hey, look, we really believe that we're right on this. But every other single elected official in the entire state of Alabama, including the governor, the sponsor of the bill, the guy that amends the bill, everybody is saying, hey, you're wrong. This is not what it says, and you need to pay attention. I mean, at some point, you got to have a little bit of self-awareness and realize everybody is saying you're wrong. You probably are.
Yeah, and this has been building for a while, and I also brought this up with the speaker that the High School Athletic Association, they run it like a high school locker room. You have one coach who's the dictator. You do what he says. He is the he is the authority. You can't run when it comes to public policy, which is, I think, eligibility for high school or middle school students or whatever it may be. When it comes to them participating in public school athletics, let's say that our private school athletics, but as a matter of state policy, they don't get to have that say, but they're insisting that they do.
Well, and again, this is, in my mind, isn't about the issue at hand. And all too often in politics, that's the case, right? We're sitting here talking about eligibility, but you don't have, you don't have the speaker and the governor and senators and House members riled up over eligibility issues. You have us all riled up in that you, the Alabama High School Athletic Association, are absolutely ignoring the law and blatantly challenging every elected official in this state and saying, we're not going to follow what you've said to do. And again, that's not a power play. That's a, the High School Athletic Association is trying to re-argue school choice in a different setting. They are trying to keep children who are trying to escape oftentimes failing schools to have a better educational opportunity and a better education outcome from doing so, because those jokers think that it may impact that high school's athletic program. And that is so wrong and fundamentally offensive that you have managed to get Republicans, Democrats, the executive branch, the legislative branch, and probably about to be the judiciary all on the same page. And that's what's got everybody riled up.
But it's a failed agency when it comes to some of this. It's shown that it operates with impunity. They don't care what you guys in the legislature say. They took up dragging, kicking, and screaming on the exemptions for religious beliefs.
Yep.
And then there's other things. Representative Colvin and the Albertville and yep. How it's determined, and we had the AAU player who was deemed ineligible, and then Chris England had to take on that fight. I mean, this is just every year there's at least one of these situations where it causes a lawmaker to have to do something. And at what point are we going to say, maybe we need to take a different approach here with this?
Well, and that's what I think is about to happen. I mean, and if you talk to any legislator, they said, okay, here it comes. And look, they've been very successful. They got some great lobbyists. They always bring in your high school principal or your high school athletic director and say, oh, if you do this, it's going to ruin, athletics or whatever else. And at the end of the day, they're usually able to peel off enough votes to keep us from being, the folks that want to reform the High School Athletic Association from being successful. I don't think that's going to happen this year. I think they have absolutely stuck their finger in the eye of every single elected official in the state to the point where the hammer's about to drop. Look, I just looked at 7 different pieces of legislation that dealt with the High School Athletic Association over the last 7 years. Many of them were not successful in moving. I'm looking back through them saying, hey, which ones do we need to try again? And I can promise you, all those other guys that filed the High School Athletic Association related legislation are doing the same thing right now. And it's going to be a tough year for them. And they brought it on themselves. And there's, they've done this to themselves. They should be focused on sports and leave all of this other political stuff outside.
So you're convinced that it's just because my interpretation looking at it, it's like, You grubby politicians in the legislature and elsewhere aren't going to tell us what to do. We are the Alabama High School Athletic Association. We are the authority here. You politicians come and go, but you think that there's a component of this where it's more of a backlash to school choice.
I think that's exactly what's going on. I think it's coupled. Don't get me wrong. I think they are very much high and mighty and saying, we're not going to listen to the Alabama legislature. You can't tell us what to do. Okay, fine. That's the find out portion of this argument. Okay. But I think if you dig and you try to figure out what in the world is the motivation here, well, you got to look, man, this is made up of educrats, right? This is made up of public school officials by and large. Okay. Certainly run by public school officials who don't like school choice. This is an anti-conservative, anti-school choice driven agenda. And this is how they're trying to undermine it.
Well, and so, you said something else that was kind of interesting that you think, do you think that the chambers, and I don't know, probably not the House as much, maybe not familiar, but you think that the support is pretty unanimous around doing something here?
Oh, I think so. And again, on both sides of the aisle, because when you talk to Kelvin or Jeremy Gray, you go down the Democrats who are very interested in this as well. Look, they want these kids. They want these kids to be able to play ball, and they want them to get a good education. you know, whether this is about, you know, whether they are in favor of school choice or not, the Democrats, you know, don't any more than I want to see some kid who's trying to better himself or herself not be able to play in high school athletics because, you know, because of where they're going to school. And oh, by the way, it's contrary to the statute that's been passed. You can't let that stand, and I don't think we're going to.
Joined by State Senator Chris Elliott here on the program. I'd ask you about this, and I asked the speaker about this too, and I don't know, and I keep referencing this. My friend Josh Moon writes that, well, you know, this is a federally mandated operation, the AHSAA, and it goes back to the late 60s and the forced merger between the AHSAA and whatever it was for the black schools in Alabama, and they were all going to operate under one umbrella. And it seems like when they look at it, well, we're kind of, you know, above government. We have a federal mandate. And for a lot of this, Senator, it just seems like that's what they're dining off of here, that they're immune. They have some kind of immunity when it comes to the Alabama legislature.
You know, good luck with that argument. That is crazy. That is almost as crazy as their release yesterday, where they tried to explain what the education budget chair and the rules chairman in the House meant and defined the legislative intent of two gentlemen, who one who authored the amendment and the other one who wrote it and authored the law. It is a level of arrogance that is just really breathtaking. And so if they want to make, hey, we're a federally, you know, protected agency or whatever, that's fine. You know, good luck with that argument. You may have an opportunity to make it in court. You will not have the opportunity to make it in front of the Alabama legislature.
Well, the other pushback I get whenever this comes up, and I think it's totally tangential and not really pertinent to our discussion, do we have a transfer problem with high schools in Alabama, where you have schools that are out actively recruiting students and just looking for, you know, whatever advantage they could get, and they're going to abuse the school choice law?
You know, that's an interesting question. And in all fairness, the answer may be yes. I don't know the answer to that. What I do know the answer to is that the school choice law explicitly says that you may not deem ineligible a child because they received funds from the school choice law. And so whether there is a problem or not is a perfectly reasonable question to ask. But the law is as clear as a bell on it, and it says you can't deem somebody ineligible just because they take this money. You can't do it.
And that's where that ends. Well, what about this? If I wanted to, if I wanted to do this, I want to send my child to a school, and we hear that they're taking students, school choice students, because of their athletic prowess. But my child has no athletic prowess, and he gets denied the opportunity to go to that school. I mean, is that? What do you do there? You know, do you worry about that coming up?
You know, again, all of these are reasonable questions to ask, and they are discussions that certainly we can and maybe even should have. But the High School Athletic Association taking this approach, where, again, they are flagrantly and blatantly violating the clear intention and the clear language of the statute, is not the way to do it. And so do I think there may be some issues and changes? And I know a lot of your listeners in the comments I've seen on social media have said that there may be some issues with transfers. Yeah, sure. That's a perfectly reasonable debate to have and a conversation to have. But what they're doing right now and the manner in which they're doing it is not helping their case, and is not helping high school athletics or the governance of high school athletics at all.
Well, what I had heard now yesterday going into it, it was we were calling around different lawmakers. I'm sure you got a call. But everyone kind of anticipated the High School Athletic Association would meet yesterday, reverse their ruling or their decision, and allow school choice students to participate. And then something went really wrong right after that.
I couldn't agree more. I was very surprised to see them take this stance, because they are so blatantly wrong in it, right? And so I thought for sure they would look at this and say, look, we've really kind of, you know, we don't necessarily make rulings looking at every, you know, statute that's out there. And maybe we made a ruling and we need to go back and look at the clear language of the statute and decide, hey, did we do this the right way or not? And look, if we made a mistake, maybe we just need to say we made a mistake and do what the law says. No, they doubled down. They decided, no, we were right. Even though the law says something different, even though the governor says something different, even though the sponsor says something different, even though everybody we've talked to says something different, we're just going to say we're going to stick to our guns. We're going to do what we want to do.
But what, y'all can, you know, what happened? What happened? Because I thought you guys had reached some kind of like agreement on this, and then they just changed course. Do we have any idea why they did this? Because it seemed like this was about to be resolved, and next thing you know, Senator, we're going in a different direction here. Like, what? Why the conflicting messages?
I have no idea why they did this. It does not make any sense. The only thing I can think of is that it is the arrogance and of this association. It has played out time and time again with their requirements and their rules. I mean, all you've got to do is Google them and you can look at just the history of complaints from lawmakers, superintendents, the kids that they've ruled ineligible after play has already occurred, the championships that they've stolen from kids that didn't have anything to do with eligibility and hadn't moved in their entire life. You know, those types of things that are just unfair as they can be. This has been an organization that has historically been arrogant, and what is happening here is the height of arrogance.
Senator, got to leave it there. We're out of time, but to be continued. I like how we all got this ball rolling about a week ago, and here we are. We'll no telling where we'll be in a week.
You and Scott Buttram are to blame. Y'all got it rolling.
Yeah, well, Scott, he's not eating Taco Casa. Senator, we'll do it again next week.
Y'all enjoy your weekend. Thanks for having me, Jeff.
All right. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Paul Show at FM Talk 106.5.